In recent weeks, we have seen devastating scenes of destruction and flooding as hurricanes hit the Caribbean and the southern states of the US. Here in Australia, we received the standard disaster scenario coverage via mainstream media. However, in the United States, there were instances where ridicule and religious divinity entered the coverage. To examine these unusual responses, I'm speaking to David Holmes, Senior Lecturer in Communications and Media at Monash University. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Piers.
Before moving on to these strange commentaries that came out of these catastrophes, can we move to the sane ones? That is, what opportunities were there for climatologists to enter the debate and inform the public?
Well, I think there was so many opportunities, really, for the US media to interview climatologists to try and explain to people who were directly affected by hurricanes Harvey and Irma in Texas and Florida, but also all of those Americans that were somewhat enthralled by just the size and scale and impact of the hurricanes. And but unfortunately, there were barely any attempts made to contact climatologists, particularly if you look at select news outlets like the American Broadcasting Corporation and CBS, which in a recent Twitter campaign called hashtag Media Silence have been called out for being, you know, not having covered climate change at all during these hurricanes. And I guess, you know, you had the fact that a record amount of precipitation followed with or accompanied Hurricane Harvey, where it managed to dump over 1.2 metres of rain over Houston, the fourth largest city in America. And this is unprecedented for that city and for southern Texas. And so the amount of rain is directly related to the fact that, you know, when you get an increase in global average temperature of 1 degree or more, that increases the amount of water vapor in the atmosphere, and that means there is much, much more water that's there available to come down. Now, of course, you know, I mean, another anomaly here was that it happened to stay over that area of southern Texas for nearly 4 days, which, you know, and I guess the detection and attribution studies of whether that is related to changes in climate are still to be done, but certainly the water vapor point could have been made much more widely and within the American media, so to at least explain to those people who are affected. With Hurricane Irma, you had a situation where you had the strongest ever recorded hurricane forming in the Atlantic, with at one time winds of over 300 kilometres an hour that were at one point continuous for 37 hours, which actually breaks the record set by Typhoon Haiyan back in 2013 of 24 hours for winds over 300 kilometres an hour. So what that suggests to you is that sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic were so much higher this time round in order to produce enough heat to feed such a powerful system, which in terms of measurements of terajoules matched the power of Katrina, which of course, you know, has left such a huge mark on the American psyche. So the fact that a storm of that power wasn't getting more more attempts at explaining it from a climate point of view, you know, really it's kind of inexcusable, really.
Are media outlets like CBS and ABC disinterested, or is there a general thing within American society to not worry about science being left out or dumbed down?
Well, I think what happens is the sort of frames in which people understand these extreme weather events get hijacked by other narratives that have a history within news narratives, such as triumph over tragedy. That's a very, very common one. We find that here in Australia as well. And you found that with, you know, President Trump's comments about the hurricanes. So in a nutshell, it's about how, you know, Americans are great at coming together at times of crisis, whatever that is, and in this case it's extreme weather events, and that Americans will triumph. And it sort of taps into kind of nationalistic sorts of themes about, you know, how Americans will, you know, manage to prevail in adversity. So, but you find that the same, you know, in Australia, where there's extreme weather events, whether we're talking, you know, firestorms or cyclones or floods, and we've seen this many times. So those sorts of narratives tend to, they push ahead of other narratives, and there's a difference to getting quotes from politicians about what politicians think about these events rather than climate scientists like we were talking about before.
Some of the people who came out were actually like right-wing commentators, and you mentioned one, Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
He was making some sort of weird propositions. Could you go through some of that for me?
Yeah, so Rush Limbaugh is a conservative radio talk show host who operates out of Palm Beach in Florida, and he began, before even Irma hits Florida, he began labelling it as a kind of fake news, which he saw as driven by three unlikely kind of bedfellows, which is climate change activists, TV broadcasters and retailers, and which all had a common interest in exaggerating the power of these hurricanes. And he claims, he also, you know, put this out in a statement on a website that is hosted by his radio program, that retailers who, you know, give a lot of advertising revenue to television broadcasters become fixated with the hurricane and causing panic and mass raids on retail supplies of food, batteries, water, fuel. And for Limbaugh, this is almost like a conspiracy. It's just designed to increase consumption of these things and increase the profits of the retailers and the TV stations who get advertising revenue. So he sees these events as something that is beaten up by this sort of consumer media complex that really is driving the reporting of these hurricanes more than the nature of the hurricanes themselves. Of course, the irony in all of this is that when the hurricane was starting to get closer to Florida, Limbaugh actually fled his home in Palm Beach 2 days before. So, you know, what he was writing, you know, 5,000-word essays about as being fake news wasn't so fake as to cause him to stay at home. He actually had to stop broadcasting because he was no longer based in Palm Beach where his studio was.
So you also had some response from evangelical Christians.
Yeah, well, at the same time as Limbaugh was putting out his fake news claims, you had a number of televangelists and evangelical Christians in the southern states in particular, who saw these hurricanes as somehow the work of God, that they were saying that they don't happen by accident. In one case, Pastor Kevin Swanson talked about the Houston flood as something that could have been averted if only the Supreme Court of the U.S. would rule abortion and gay marriage to be illegal. And so you get these sort of, you know, metaphysical appeals to that are sort of reminiscent of rulers of ancient cultures who many centuries ago would have talked about God's wrath for immoral behaviour, etc. And, you know, really, I mean, this is 2017, and we have this particular spin coming from, televangelists that could be quite influential amongst some communities in the south of the US. You also had claims that Hurricane Harvey was really payback to the people of Houston for electing a lesbian mayor in its recent passed, and a really conservative pro-Trump person on Twitter, Ann Coulter, who has 1.7 million followers, actually put out a tweet saying whilst she doesn't believe Harvey is God's punishment for Houston electing a lesbian mayor, for her it is more credible than climate change, that explanation. So you really had the anti-climate change, not accepting the science people coming out in force, which is a contrast to the fact that the mainstream media just didn't want to touch climate change at all. So you had them not touching climate change, the mainstream media, then you had the people using niche media coming out and wanting to deny climate change in a really extreme way that just didn't square up with the facts of what was going on with both hurricanes.